It's described as an epic exploration of foreign engagement in one of the most complex cultures in the world. Sarah Franklin, the arts director for the sponsoring British Council, says the play can be described as epic as well.
It's going to take you 9 hours to see the whole thing, first of all. And I should add that there are breaks in there, so don't panic yet. You'll be absolutely fine. I absolutely encourage people to see the whole thing. You can see it over 3 nights, or you can see it all in one go, starting in the morning and then ending up in the evening. And you can have lunch and dinner in between, and you've got great opportunities there for conversations about some of the themes and the subjects, the issues raising from the plays.
Nicholas Kent is the director of London's Tricycle Theatre, who conceived the production.
Well, what I was trying to do with this project was not get something that people could easily dip in and out of. I felt it wasn't like reading a newspaper, reading a great article and finding it interesting and think, oh, I've read that, and I'll put it down. I wanted people to really think and stay with something. So I thought I'd construct a day, really, so that people would come in the morning, watch a number of plays about the coming of independence of Afghanistan, the first Anglo-Afghan War in 1842, and work through to 1930, then spend the afternoon with us, looking at what happened from the Russian invasion of Afghanistan, the arming of the Mujahideen by the CIA, the coming of the Taliban, and then in the evening, look at what had happened after Operation Enduring Freedom and since the American and NATO involvement in Afghanistan, so that throughout the day, they would spend the whole day wrestling with Afghanistan, thinking about Afghanistan, concentrating on beginning to understand the problems Afghan people were facing, the way the West had been in Afghanistan since 1842, and the way many of those problems were caused by us, and the way we had to look to try and find some of the solutions to the problems we'd caused together with the Afghan people.
The 12 plays cover 150 years of Afghan history, ranging from the 1840s until the present day. Here, from a rehearsal in Washington, is a depiction of an Afghan painter's encounter with the Taliban.
Stop! Stop, please! Please, I beg of you, stop! Our women go to school, yes, but we fight also, just like you! When the Russian tanks go into Herat, we resisted. This is for you to see.
The plays continue to evolve, being updated when current events dictate. But does the presentation view the story of Afghanistan solely through Western eyes? I pose that question to the British Council's Sarah Franklin.
It's a message that's coming through the play, and it is, as you've just said, through Western eyes. And it's one perspective. But what is very powerful, I think, is that it is a historical contextualization. So it is delving into what's happened in the past that shows us the line and the history of what's happening today.
The British Council will host a series of public discussions during the U.S. tour exploring ideas brought up in The Great Game. In addition to Washington, the tour will make stops in Minneapolis, San Francisco, and New York City. Ira Melman, VOA News, Washington.